I want to bring in Newt Gingrich, former House Speaker, Fox News contributor, author of a brand new book. It's called Trump versus China. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
You're cranking those things out about every 3 months. Congratulations again. It strikes me, based on yesterday, you have to have a public hearing in order for Democrats to say, here's our cards, we will show you our hand.
I think the first question to say to Pelosi is, what are you afraid of? I mean, what this guy goes in, Taylor goes in, he's apparently a reputable foreign service officer. He gives testimony. I read his written statement this morning. And the Republicans walk out and say, within minutes, they had demolished his entire testimony. And then they say, oh, by the way, we cannot tell you anything about what happened. So you have to say to yourself, why is it that Pelosi and Schiff believe that they have to make a case in secret because they can't defend it in public? And of course, what they're doing is, by selective leaking, they're smearing the president. They think in the long run they're weakening him. I don't. I happen to think that what Lindsey Graham is doing in the Senate, working on a resolution to say that this whole thing is a charade, and that the Senate actually shouldn't even consider taking it up, because it's all being done in a way which was outlawed. And people need to, as a historian, this system of a secret hearing was outlawed in 1641 because it is inherently to the advantage of the state to crush the individual. So, you know, we have not seen anything like this in almost 400 years.
Get back to the point about selective leaking. If that is the strategy, it seems to be working. There was a Quinnipiac poll that came out this morning that say 55% of the American people now favor the impeachment inquiry. If that's your strategy, it seems to be going the way they want it to go.
I mean, if the election were next Thursday, this might be a good strategy. But the election isn't next Thursday. Now, we went through this whole cycle with Russia and Mueller and everybody running in circles, and then it all faded away. Now we have a new deal, and we have Schiff instead of Mueller, and we have a totally rigged game, and it's all being done in secret. But it can't stay in secret. I mean, it has to come out at some point. And then you have to find out, as we did with the whistleblower who just disappeared. I mean, they can't bring the whistleblower out because he has nothing to blow. You know, he knew nothing personally. Now, how can you take that as a serious, credible charge?
You read the intro that Bill Taylor read yesterday. I think it lasted an hour.
Yeah.
Right? You went through
sure.
it? I went through it. What was your take on that?
My take was, here is a very smart man, and almost all Foreign Service officers are smart, who believed in a certain worldview and a certain procedure. But the truth is, Franklin Roosevelt used personal assistance. Woodrow Wilson used personal assistance. This idea that somehow Trump's doing something unique is a purely made-up bunch of baloney. Now, I presume Taylor doesn't like Trump's style, and I presume Taylor disagreed with Trump's policy. It's all right to say I disagree with it. That doesn't make it impeachable.
And probably disagree with removing the recalling the ambassador back in May as well.
But ambassador, look, I say this carefully because my wife's an ambassador. I mean, all ambassadors serve at the pleasure of the president.
Understood
period.
On that. So two more points to get to. Mitch McConnell, I think when you watch his statements and read his words carefully, they can be revealing. Here is part of what he said yesterday on the Hill, Senate Majority Leader.
Unlike other procedures in the Senate, the majority leader does not really have ball control here. When it comes over from the House, we have to take it up. I have no idea how long this will go on.
So I'm confused by that. Okay, but it seems like he's opening the door to this. He later referenced Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, which according to the Constitution, the way that the rules of impeachment proceed in the Senate. 2 weeks ago, he had a Facebook posting saying, as long as I'm the Senate Majority Leader, impeachment goes nowhere. As long as I'm here on the job. The other thing he said is, by the rules, we have to take up impeachment. The question is how long we spend on it.
Right.
I didn't hear that same answer yesterday.
Well,
is something changing with him?
Who knows? I mean, look, Mitch McConnell is an extraordinarily smart manager of the Senate and has a pretty good sense of where his members are. And I think he has a feeling, and I've gotten this from several senators, that this is a point to be wise and calm and judicious, draw the contrast with the Democrats in the House. But the Senate always has the opportunity to say that there's nothing here. If a grand jury reports, and the House is a grand jury in this setting, if a grand jury utters something, the Senate can then turn and say, no, we don't believe it and we're not taking it up. They would take it up long enough to dismiss it. But I think
which could be 5 minutes, it could be a month, it could be longer.
Right.
Depending on what
And McConnell has said, look, in a worst case, you're going to be here of all of December. So clear your schedules for all of December.
One more thing here. Tulsi Gabbard's going after Hillary Clinton. I know if you follow this. Hillary Clinton accused the Democratic contender for the nomination there, also sitting member of Congress, of being some sort of Russian agent. Here is what Gabbard said in return yesterday.
Hillary Clinton, your foreign policy has been a disaster for our country and the world. It's time for you to acknowledge the damage that you've caused. And it is long past time for you to step down from your throne so that the Democratic Party can lead with a new foreign policy.
Now, I mean, clearly there's a political question of that, but it strikes me that Putin is living deep in the heads of all Americans. Well, Russia and Ukraine and collusion and on and on. And this is more evidence of it.
Well, but I don't think Putin exists much in the Ukraine case. I mean, the Ukraine case is about corruption in Ukraine that would exist without Russia. I think Putin does exist deep in Hillary's head because Hillary reached a conclusion that she couldn't possibly have lost, so the Russians must have stolen it, and therefore it's the Russians' fault. I mean, but this is very similar to what's going on in the House. Somebody should say to Hillary Clinton, show us your proof. You've made a terrible charge against a member of Congress who is a military veteran. Now, the burden is on you, Hillary, to prove what you just said. And the same thing's true in the House. People should say to Schiff and Pelosi, if you haven't got the guts to do this in public, why should we take you seriously?
We'll see if it goes public.
That's right.
My guess is that it has to, as I said at the outset. Mr. Speaker, thank you very
Always
much. Nice to see you, especially
thank
in
you.
Person. Thank you, sir.
Glad to be here.
And good luck on the latest book as well.
All right. Okay. All